Hi, this is Wynn Whitman, author of Smart Women Protect Their Assets. I wanted to tell you a little bit about documents that I think are incredibly important that are in addition to a will and or a trust. And those are what I call the power documents. The first is the power of attorney. And that's a document that lets someone act for you, whether you're incapacitated or not, to help you with your financial affairs. They can sell property for you, pay your taxes, pay bills, make deposits, do everything from a financial nature that you could do for yourself. It's really important for folks who are older to have powers of attorney, but even for those of us who are younger, because we never know when we might need a little assistance. There are three types of powers of attorney. The first is a limited power of attorney. That's where you give someone only specific jobs in an effort to act for you. The second is a springing power of attorney, and that's the power of attorney that only takes effect if you can't act for yourself. But I have a real problem with those documents, because somehow, in some way, the person you've asked to act for you now has to prove to a bank or brokerage firm that you are incapacitated, and that kind of defeats the purpose of the power of attorney. The power of attorney I prefer is the general durable power of attorney. And again, that's a document that is valid whether or not you're incapacitated and really allows the agent that you select to do everything that you could do yourself. It's a flexible document and probably the best thing for most individuals. But talk to your attorney for more details. The second documents that I think are equally as important are the healthcare documents. In our office, we do them as two separate documents. The first is a healthcare proxy. And this is the document that outlines who's going to make your medical decisions for you if you are unable to make your own decisions. Now, this document, as long as you're able to make your own medical decisions, can be overruled. And the person you name to act in the healthcare proxy is your healthcare representative. You want your doctors to know who to talk to, and you want your doctors to know who can act for you if you can't act for yourself. And no matter what your age, it's critically important to have this document in place. The last document is the living will. This is probably the document you've heard a lot about in the news in the last few years. And this is where you're going to say to your healthcare representative and to your physicians exactly the kind of healthcare you want at the end of your life. There are plenty of people who say, I want every single medical procedure to be undertaken so that I am insured of living for as long as possible. But there are a lot of other people who say, if I'm in a terminal condition, maybe I have cancer or some other brain injury, for example, that I really don't want to have any additional medical treatment. It's important to outline exactly how you feel about this and to outline the kind of medical treatment you want or don't want. General statements like pull the plug and no heroic measures really don't help anyone or any people who are trying to act on your behalf. These are important documents and deserve your consideration. Thanks for listening, and if you're interested in more, pick up a copy of Smart Women Protect Their Assets. Thank you.